Slumdog Millionaire.
G105. Getting to know you. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you. Getting to hope you like me.
G105, it's the show, Graham. And our psychologist, I have to make sure I get it right because it's like the weather thing, you know. They have a tornado watch and a tornado warning. They're very confusing.
Clear up everything. Psychiatrist, psychologist, therapist.
We just call her Dr. Wins.
Right. So I'm a psychologist, and that means that I do therapy and testing. Could teach at a university, but a psychiatrist is an MD where they go to medical school, and they're the guys that prescribe medication typically, maybe do a little therapy.
Okay.
And a therapist is kind of usually a master's level person that just does therapy, but not evaluations or testing, that kind of stuff.
So how much school did you have to get to be a psychologist?
I did 5 years post-college.
Oh, wow.
Wow, no way. That's
and that
crazy.
Was actually pretty fast to get out. A lot of people linger in grad school forever, but I wanted to get out and get started in real life, so I booked it
so
out of
there. So 9 years total of college?
Yeah, 9 years total.
Whew. I took the five-year plan. That was long enough for me just to get out of my undergrad.
All right, this is Dr. Kristen Wins, and she is a psychologist, and we all went and talked to her this past week. John went like the week before last, so he needed to get there quickly. And so she also, by the way, she has a passion, for kids and families and even, little, idiots like us. And so she will, and I will tell you this, if you've been thinking about going to talk to somebody, she is very, very patient, very kind. There are a lot of people that you can go to that don't like people. Am I right? I mean, there's a lot of psychiatrists and psychologists that don't like people. They don't like hanging out. And I'm just saying, she also will not make you look at puppets.
Or those weird ink blot pictures or whatever. Right.
What is this? What is that? What is this? I don't understand the... What is the reason of doing that?
Oh, that is not my style. That's another orientation that's more kind of old school, like what Freud used to do, where you really get into analyzing, you know, your unconscious thoughts. And that's what that ink blot, the Rorschach, is all about, is seeing how people project what's really...
That's crazy.
You know, in their unconscious.
Well, like, if you keep saying things like, I see the devil, I see the devil, I see the devil. Might have something to do
there. I see the devil in his car. I see the devil eating.
Yeah, then you write down red flag, exclamation point.
One of the great things when we went to see Dr. Wins was that she didn't write a thing down when she's sitting talking to you. She, like, pays 100% attention to you. And then afterwards, she takes, like, 5-10 minutes afterwards to go through and write down, you know, what she remembers and the big things that she needs to write down. So she's not, like, you know, drawing Daffy Duck, you know, when...
Doodling.
You don't know what's going on. She's really listening to you, which is weird. All right, so let's go through all of us, and let's start with Weird Creepy John, because he was the first one to come see you.
Right.
Based on, and it was about an hour that he sat and talked to you, right? And so based on an hour, would you say that it would benefit him to have somebody to talk to on a regular basis?
I do think so. And actually, I brought along some little toys for you guys, since I work with a lot of kids and teenagers. For each one of you, I have these stress balls here. And on each one, I wrote the one thing that stands out from my time with you. That's kind of your thing to work on.
Yeah.
So for John, let's find his. His is the orange one, the orange smiley face ball. And his says, believe in yourself. And that's sort of what stands out after my time with John, that he, I think he could, would benefit from seeing a therapist, because he clearly has some low self-esteem because of some of the stuff that happened to him as a child, and also some of his relationship issues. And so I see the low self-esteem, and also his just his lack of believing in himself, that he lacks assertiveness to really say what's on his mind all the time or stand up for himself.
Would it benefit him to, let's say, every morning when we start the show, would it be good enough for him, do you think, to stand up and say, my name is Weird Creepy John, I'm strong enough, I'm good enough, and
gosh,
doggone
darn
it, people like me?
That would be great, except the weird, creepy part. I'm not sure if that's helping John's self-esteem.
Doesn't matter.
That's
it
not
is
the
what
most
it is.
Positive, I mean, positive
you,
title.
Again, you can paint a turd, but it's still a turd.
Well, John has a lot of strengths, and I just think if he...
Can you name one of those?
I can. I think he's funny. I think he's caring.
Our John?
Yeah.
What do you think about all this, John?
I think that's true. I think exactly what she said is true. I don't think I'm funny, but I think that I don't believe in myself, and I do have low self-esteem, as is evidenced by the earlier conversation this morning with Bob. And that's definitely...
As is pointed out every day by Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The weird, creepy, I don't really have a problem with, because I know that's just how I am. But, yeah.
He used to eat toilet paper. His mom made him eat toilet paper.
What kind of psychological damage could stuff like that do to an adult? As a child, you suck on toilet paper, or your mom, you know, wipes you when you're going
You're 12
number
years old, and you have to say, Mom, I'm through, and she has to come wipe me. That's a problem.
Yeah, I never heard the details of him eating the toilet paper.
Oh, way to conveniently leave that out of your session.
I wasn't forced to eat toilet paper. It's good.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted dinner, that's what you were going to eat, young man.
It's weird. Childhood stuff, it depends on what it is. Some things like that could really traumatize somebody and, you know, could linger into adulthood. But I would also dare say that all of us probably had one or two weird things or unhappy things or stressful things happen. Most people can kind of bounce back from that and be okay. So it kind of depends on what it is.
So the thing that you walk away from this with Weird Creepy John is have more self-esteem.
Yes, and find an appropriate outlet to deal with all of his stuff. My big concern for John is the drinking. I really feel like he has used that as his therapy when he's upset or stressed or angry, wants to let off steam. And I just have a lot of concerns that that he needs to find a healthier outlet, such as therapy, and really just addressing his issues instead of escaping
or
using
running.
Alcohol.
Running or something.
Yeah.
Or playing with animals.
Is he emotionally stable enough for us to be able to tease him? Because we tease him a lot. Do you think he's emotionally stable?
That's a good question. I think he's emotionally stable, but, I mean, someone with low self-esteem, obviously, you wouldn't want to tease them too much because he might not be as strong to handle it. But, I mean, that's kind of up to John to tell if he can just blow it off that it's part of the show or if he really takes it to heart.
Would he show any signs of pre-suicidal or any signs of like major depression?
Yeah, they just told me that I was about to push him over the edge just a few minutes ago.
He got upset off the air.
That's hard to say with only talking to him one time. I mean, he didn't mention anything like that, so I wouldn't want to dip my toe into that territory not having spent more than 1 hour with him.
Yeah. But is it a problem that he wears pink all the time, like every day? That's an issue. Pink. Unless it's like a Carolina game, which today's wearing blue, but normally he wears pink every day. That's weird. Does that mean that he could be bisexual?
I don't think so. I think other men wear pink, and actually for John, that's kind of
every day.
Does he wear it every day? Wasn't wearing pink when he came to see me.
Am I exaggerating when I say the majority of the days?
A majority of the days of the week, he has something pink on.
Actually, that's not true because I've actually stopped wearing a lot of pink because I got so much hell from you guys about it.
John, okay. It's not the pink thing. It's not a gay thing. I think he just gets wrapped up in fads really easily. Like, you know, he started wearing...
Wrapped up in what?
Fads.
Oh.
He started wearing a Kabbalah bracelet because he thought it was cool. You know, he started wearing pink because he really liked it and thought it could be a cool new thing. I think he's really susceptible to trends and fads.
Might be. Well, actually, for someone like John, who we're talking about having low self-esteem, I think it says that he has confidence to be able to wear a color knowing that he's going to be mocked by you guys for it.
Yeah, I think he likes that. I think he likes for us to mock him. Because I think if we don't mock him for like a week, he's going to come and say, are you mad at me? You know, that kind of thing.
Interesting. That's his way of getting attention?
Sure. Yeah, like, you know how babies cry?
Yeah.
For that? Same yeah. thing. He cries a lot, too. Is it? It's also sad to me, let me just say, that whenever we upset him to a limit, he goes to the bathroom and cries.
Now that's sad.
I don't know if
yes,
he told you
Yes, it is.
Not. But it's justified, I think. All right, let's do a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more with Dr. Wins about Mike and Kristen and myself.
And don't forget yourself.
And myself. And we'll find out all this in a minute. His Showgram at G105.
More Bob and the Showgram coming up next.